it all for? Have you ever thought about your faith and what difference your faith makes in your daily life? Does your faith make a difference in your daily life? It's a question that I think each of us needs to ask ourselves. What difference does faith make? Many people talk about being a good Christian because they go to church on Sunday. And as long as you go to church on Sunday, that is what makes you a Christian. Or is it? If you look at the Apostle Paul, who, as you guys are going through your sermon series, you are looking at the book of Ephesians, which is one of Paul's letters. Paul is one of the greatest apostolic people of our age. Our church today would not be what it is without our Apostle Paul. Paul wrote 13 out of the 27 books in the New Testament. Paul is accredited for his travels. He was imprisoned. He was beaten. He went through all kinds of things, but he never wavered in his belief. Once Paul was converted, you all know the story. He was Saul. He was on his way to Jerusalem. He was knocked off his horse. It was there that he recognized who God was in his life and the difference that God made in his life. And from that day on, he preached Christ in everything he did. No matter where he was, no matter what he did, he lived for Christ and to put Christ first in his life. Paul was imprisoned at the time he wrote this letter to the Ephesians. Paul was imprisoned because he had brought a Gentile to the temple, and in the temple days, in the outer courts, was where the Gentiles had to stay. Then there was an inner court in which only the Jewish people were allowed and the Gentiles were not allowed. And Paul was accused of bringing one of those Gentiles into the inner courts. And so he was in prison for 3 years. While he was in prison, he wrote this letter to the Ephesians because Paul's concept was that there is no more division. That Christ came to take away division and there weren't going to be Jews and Gentiles. The two were one and Christ came to take down those dividing walls, as you heard in today's reading. You see, Paul was all about bringing everyone together, for Christ came to demolish those divisions and to show us the power of his love. And Paul knew this, and Paul lived this in everything he did. He wanted to bring these two communities together and to say, no, you are the body of Christ, and the body of Christ is somebody who now gets along. The body of Christ is now one who comes and just lives into the calling that they have received. They come to become who Christ is for them. Isn't that the calling that we received in our baptism? We received the same calling that Paul has talked about. We have been called the body of Christ. We have been born into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that relationship is one that needs to affect every part of our life. Coming to church on Sunday is that place that we come and we are fed and we are given the nourishment we need to take our faith out into the marketplace. Go and make disciples of all nations. It's the Great Commission. It is what Christ has called us to do. Take your faith out into the world and let it make a difference. Don't let it divide. Don't focus on the negative. Rather, take my love into the workplace and allow it to make a difference. Stand up and let them see what my love can do in your life and in their lives. It's what Paul was all about. Paul preached this one church and the difference it could make in the world. Paul preached about us because he was preaching about the body of Christ and the power it had in that world and the power it was going to change the world because of what we do. Well, we as the members of the body of Christ have the same calling. We have the calling to go out and to share our faith with those around us. What difference does it make? It should make a difference in every situation that we go into. You see, it is an opportunity to recognize Christ in our lives. Each and every opportunity, each and every situation in our life is an opportunity to see God at work. or to share God's love with someone else, to be the only gospel that they may see. Paul knew this, and he lived it out, and he calls us to live it out in our life. To live and to share God's love. Not to focus on what divides us, but what unites us. And the thing that unites us is the power that has been given to us. Paul did many things throughout his life, and the thing that he did most was he unified the church into one body. I grew up in a family of 11 in Detroit, and the one thing that I took away from something, well, not only one thing, but one thing I took away is that whenever there was an argument in our family, my father would have us sit down on the couch and stay there until we could get along. Most of the time it didn't last past dinner, but we always sat there until we got hungry enough. But we learned to get along so that no matter when we argued, we would get over it. We learned that getting along was a lot better than the fighting. Last month, I went up to Detroit and our family got together. 8 out of the 11 were at the family reunion. 24 out of the 36 nephews and nieces were there. Not one person had an argument. Everybody seemed to get along. Everybody, as you watched, I sat back and just watched the way they interacted with one another. And each and every person would just float from one party to another. And just the conversation would just pick up where they left off. And everybody seemed to get along. And the entire night went without an argument. It's never happened before in our family, so I was kind of shocked. But it showed the love that was there and the love that has carried them through so many different things. And each and every time one of those grandkids suffer or there is a pain, people, another nephew or niece will fly down and be with them. And I think, what an awesome sign of love. And then I think about what Christ did for us when he died on the cross. He came down to this earth to take away our sins. And he said, "This is how much I love you. There is nothing that you can do, near or far, that will undermine the power of this love." And so we, as the body of Christ, have been called to share that love with the world, to go out and to be examples of that love. And so no matter what someone is going through, no matter how they're suffering, no matter what they need, it is up to us to show them the power of God's love. Paul said it so well. What difference does our faith make? It makes all the difference in the world, because we have the gift of God's love instilled in our hearts, and we have been called to share that love with a world that doesn't understand it and doesn't know the power that it has. But we do. Are we up for the calling that Paul puts before us? Allow your faith to shine before the world and let them see God's love.